Shin Ches Sif Vav Dalet. Pishtun Sorek, combed flax fibers. Vitzema Menupats, and also combed wool fibers. Shin Noisim Alamaka. They were used for covering a wound. Im Chodrav Alemi by Joim Losim Alamaka. Oish Yoshev Bohem Shor Avzim Ibiyoin. If a person plans before Shabbos to use them for this purpose of covering a wound, or he sat on them, these were also used as making a type of mat to sit on. So if he sat on them before Shabbos, Osha Sovan B'Shemin, he dipped them in oil, so they should be also designated for some type of use. The Golei Daiti L'Makakayme, once they're dipped in the oil, it's obvious that he's planning to use this for a wound. He wrapped them in some string so that they should be usable for covering a wound. The Shabbos, he wanted to use it to cover a wound on that Shabbos. To lesbe mishu muksa, so there's no problem muksa. So mikitsa, these fibers, as long as before Shabbos you either plan to use them for a wound, or you actually use them for some type of tashmish, or you put oil on them, all these things show that you're designating it for use on Shabbos, and it's not muksa anymore. All this has to be done before Shabbos. Now, what about the Isser of Refua? You know how to Refua on Shabbos? Mishrim Refua, Nami Lek, there's no problem with Refua. Shenyel Kemoi, Malbul, Shalai Yisrod, Begodov, Bemaker. It's just something to protect your womb. It shouldn't get rubbed against your garment or other things. So that's not Refua, it's just protection. Yeshayimim, Lesan, Machshav, Lechud. There's a more stringent opinion that says that you have to do one of the acts, either sit on it or physically do a change to it, and then it'll be Mata without that. It's also.